Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
Here's today's poem. It's called Contradictions. Contradictions. Opinions and truth contradict. Unfortunately, I listen to both. Depending on my ever-changing state, I believe either one. How ridiculous. Double-minded? Both affect me differently. Not all facts are truth. The truth stands against anything, underscoring itself, revealing it is the truth. The challenge? Which one will I believe, truth or opinion? Here's the reflection. Every day we are challenged with information, opinions, and the truth. When we honestly sort out the differences between each of these, it can be confusing. Each of these represents an opportunity to assess ourselves. The good thing about this is the opportunity to self-correct and do some psychological house cleaning. During these sessions, which incidentally can be seasons, self-assessments are very healthy. Asking questions of or about yourself is soul-searching and can be very intimidating. Truth is challenging because often it asks why. The why do you do or think or believe questions. The answers we come up with to these questions can shock us as we speak them out. For example, God says he loves you and many immediately ask why. How can he when I'm not? God's love is unconditional. And that's uncomfortable for us to accept because of our lifetime of conditional programming. So the question then changes to become, which is the truth and can you or will you believe it? Truth ultimately wins. I say ultimately because sometimes it's a journey to get there after dealing with any issues blocking your unbelieving that truth. Here's the thing. Truth is truth, and we don't have to understand it, but we do have to accept it. Let's take another example. Gravity. Do you understand gravity? You could get a scientist to explain it at length, or you could just accept it as the truth. If you challenge the truth of gravity by jumping off a high building, your experience would prove gravity is real. Getting back to the truth, that God loves us is my point for today. God is love, period. Scripture states this in 1 John 4 verse 8. In the Passion Translation, it says this, "The one who doesn't love has yet to know God, for God is love." The results of his love for us is further demonstrated here in these scriptures. Psalm 117 verse 2 in the Passion Translation. "For he has conquered us with his great love, and his kindness has melted our hearts. His faithfulness lasts forever, and he will never fail you. So go ahead, let it all out. Praise Yah, O Yah." Psalms 40 verse 11 in the New King James says this, "Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me." After reading this verse, how could you not respond to him and face up to your own unbelief or deceptions? I know that deception is a strong word to use, and I am using it because God challenged me once about being deceived, hence I pass it on. The last part of the above word is wonderful. David recognizes God's love and truth and ask God to let these preserve him. What a beautiful request he makes for himself. Here's some questions. 1. Have you ever prayed for God to preserve you with his loving kindness and truth? Will you begin to do this? 2. How do you understand how God will preserve you this way? Are you open to God challenging you with truth because he loves you? 3. Scripture is a litmus test for us, and when we allow Scripture to read us, explain how you respond to the truth as it speaks with you. Okay, that's it for today, and thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.